结果会如何，没有人能预测。
Bruce once said this, nobody would be able to predict what would happen if a person starts to study the book of Romans.
相信这句话真在我们的教会里面发生着作用。
I believe that this saying is going to be realized in our church.
因为神做事是从来没有人能预测的。当我们尽上人的责任的时候，神的主权的能要来显出来超过我们想象的奇妙的作为。
Nobody would be able to predict what God would be doing. And when we have done our human responsibility, and the sovereign Lord will reveal His wonderful doing, which is beyond our imagination, thus revealing His own glory.
相信神的能要也因此在中间得到彰显。
We believe that God's glory will be revealed.
罗马书的宝贵跟重要，我们可以从神所重用的仆人们他们的评价中间看出来。
We can see the importance and the preciousness of the book of Romans through the God's servants who have been greatly used by God.
马丁路德曾经说，罗马书是新约主要的书卷，是最纯的福音，是我们每一个基督徒要用心逐字逐句作为每天的灵粮去研读的。
Martin Luther once said this, among all the New Testament books, Romans is, offers the purest gospel, and every Christian needs to carefully study it word by word. And the more we apply, and the more delight and sweetness we will feel.
而且你会越运用越觉得宝贵甘甜。
Just as I said.
加尔文也这么说，他说如果我们能够明白罗马书一扇通往整本圣经的一切奥秘宝藏的门就为我们打开了。
And John Calvin said this, if we can understand the book of Romans, a door that leads to the hidden treasures of the whole Bible is opened for us.
丁道尔说，没有人读罗马书会读得过多或读得更好，因为我们会越研究越进入，越咀嚼越愉快，越探讨越有收获。多少伟大的属灵珍宝隐藏在其中。
And William Tyndale said this, no one would think that he has read Romans too much, or he is able to construe it better enough. The more we study it, the more delight, and the more harvest we will have. So much great spiritual treasure is hidden in this book.
所以罗马书是一部值得反复阅读学习思考和应用的宝书。
The book of Romans is such a precious book that is worth our constant reviewing, studying, meditating and applying.
所以今天我们就从罗马书的最后的三节经文，罗马书的十六章二十五节到二十七节来对罗马书做一个总结。
And today, we are going to summarize the whole book of Romans by the last few verses in chapter 16.
我们让我再把经文读一遍。
Let me read the scripture again.
罗马书16章25节到27节说，唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显现出来，而且按照永生神的命借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们心服真道。愿能要因耶稣基督归于独一全知的神直到永远，阿们。
Romans 16 verses 25 through 27. Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
我要在这里来分享关于神的福音的两个要点。
And here, I would like to share two important points about God, the gospel of God.
第一，我们要传扬耶稣基督的福音。
First of all, we should spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第二，我们要荣耀全知独一的真神。
And secondly, we should glorify the only wise God.
我们先看第一点，讲到要传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Let's look at the sharing of the gospel.
我们在罗马书的这个学习中间，我们都不难看到，罗马书跟新约所有其他的书信有一个很明显的一个区别，那就是一开头的那几节经文在结尾的时候来基本上重复相似的把它放出来。
As we study the book of Romans, it's easy for us to find a distinction of this book from the other New Testament epistles. The beginning scripture, the beginning verses and the ending verses are very similar.
我们在开头的时候一打开罗马书前面一到五节经文是这么说，耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按身上的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从那受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国中教人为他的名信服真道。
Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, a servant of God, of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the people of God the gospel he promised beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of the holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
在罗马书的结尾，刚才我们已经把这个经文读过，但是我们再看，说唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显现出来，而且按照永生神的名借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们心服真道。
As we just read at the end of the book of Romans, now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him.
好，你我们看，这里就是一个很明确的一个对照。在开头跟结尾的经文中间，保罗很清楚地就画出了这么一条红线。
It is very clear for us to see through the beginning verses and the ending verses, Paul drew a red arrow like this on the slide.
就神的福音，耶稣基督，信服真道。
That is the gospel of God, Jesus Christ.Which leads to believe and obey God.
这不是一个偶合，不是一个这个巧合，不是偶然的，而是圣灵 牧师保罗有目的地来做出这样一个安排。
This is not a coincidence. It is the revelation of the Spirit, a purposeful arrangement by God.
就像斯多德摩斯他曾经说过，保罗打罗马人书可以说是一个基督教的宣言，它固然是一封信，内容是到保罗和罗马人当时的处境的限制，但是尽管如此，罗马书始终是永恒的宣言，宣告借耶稣基督而得的自由。它是新约中对于福音最完整、最清楚、最张力的论述。
Just as Pastor Jessica said, Paul's Romans is a proclamation of Christianity. Indeed, it is a letter, and its contents are determined by the environment Paul and the Romans were facing at that time. In spite of this, the book of Romans is an eternal proclamation, proclaiming the freedom through Jesus Christ. It is the most complete and clear and the grandest dissertation among all the New Testament books concerning the gospel.
所以整个罗马书的内容可以就像上面刚才说这上面标的这条红线的一个详细的阐述。
The whole book of Romans illustrates the gospel of God, Jesus Christ, and so that people can believe and obey the truth.
所以这一部罗马书影响了两千多年的教会，也改变了人类的历史，翻转了你我的生命。
The book of Romans has affected the church in the past 2,000 years, and it has changed the human history. It also has transformed my life and you and your life too.
所以下面我要对这个罗马书关于福音能够有一个进一步的探讨阐述。
Concerning the gospel, discussing the book of Romans, I'm going to discuss the in the following five ways.
第一个，这个是罗马书讲到福音，这是神的福音，是出自神的。
First of all, the gospel in Romans is the gospel of God. It's from God.
不是人的福音，不是一般的福音。
It is not a gospel from human beings. It's not the general good news.
那福音应该从什么地方开始呢？
Where should the gospel start with?
保罗他没有迎合罪人的口味，而是强调福音是能够改变罪人生命，拯救一切相信的人的神的大能。
Paul did not cater to the taste of sinners. On the contrary, he emphasized the gospel is able to change the lives of sinners. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
所以从一章的十八节一直到三章的二十节，差不多三章的篇幅里面，保罗反复讲到罪人不爱听的题目。
Through chapter 1 verse 18 to chapter 3 verse 20, in almost three chapters, Paul reiterated some topics that sinners do not like to listen to.
他讲到人的罪、神的愤怒、神的审判。
He talked about the sin of human beings and the wrath of God and the judgment of God.
两百多年前，神所重用的带来英国教会大复兴的约翰卫斯理，他就曾经说过。
About 200 years ago, John Wesley, who had been greatly used by the Lord and brought the great revival in England, he said this.
在我宣讲神的爱、怜悯和恩典之前， 我必须宣讲罪、律法和审判。
Before I can preach love, mercy, and grace, I must preach sin, law, and judgment.
唐崇荣牧师，他在1992年3月份，他也曾经有这么一段话，他说，我不知道有多少教会已经不再爱讲罪这个题目了，我也不知道教会有多久在这个世界上对人的，关于世界的人对神的义已经没有多大的兴趣。一个教会的复兴不是从宣讲神的爱开始，而是从先提醒人神的圣洁、神的公义、神的审判开始。
In March 1992, Pastor Tang said this, I don't know for how long and how many churches have departed from the topic of sin. Neither do I know how many people, for how long and how many people in this world have lost their interest in the righteousness of God. The revival of a church does not start from proclaiming God's love. The revival should start with the reminding people about the holiness of God, the justice of God, and the judgment of God.
如果你真正过义人的生活，真正对罪不妥协，请你勇敢地出来讲神的审判、圣洁、公义和节制。
If you really live a life of righteousness and you do not compromise with sin, and please speak courageously about the judgment of God, the holiness of God, the justice of God, and the self-control.
弟兄姐妹们，求神光照我们，让我们反省自己所传的、所信的是什么样的福音，是迎合文的可畏的福音，还是保罗在罗马书里面所教导给我们的神的福音。
Brothers and sisters, may God enlighten us, help us to examine the faith we believe, the gospel we share. Is it a gospel catering to people's likes, or is it the gospel Paul mentions in the book of Romans?
罪是每一个人在因信称义的时候必须正确认识和认真对付的。
Anyone who wants to be justified by faith must have an accurate knowledge of sin and must deal seriously with sin.
罪也是我们每一个已经信主之后，在操练因信成圣的生活中间，每天要认真来认识、来认真来对付的。
For every believer in our daily life, as we exercise our faith so that we can be sanctified, we must have accurate knowledge about sin and we must deal seriously with sin.
实际上，基督徒在地上的生活就是从正确认识罪和认真对付罪开始的，也是正确认识罪和认真对付罪来结束的。
The life of a Christian on earth starts with acknowledging sin and dealing with sin. It also ends with acknowledging sin and dealing with sin.
求圣灵帮助我们来反省，我们是不是真正的认识罪，有没有认真对付罪，我们在家里、在教会、在工作中间、在社会中间有没有过一个圣洁的生活。
May the Holy Spirit help us to examine ourselves. Do we have accurate knowledge about sin? And have we dealt seriously with sin in our family, in church, in workplace, and in society? Do we live a holy life? Without holiness, no one could see the Lord.
希伯来书12:44说，你们要追求与真人和睦，追求圣洁，归圣洁，没有人能见主。
in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says that we should pursue and peace and harmony. Without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要记住，活出神的福音来，这才是最重要的。
Brothers and sisters, remember the most important thing is to live out the life according to the gospel of God.
我要讲的第二点是福音是关于他儿子主耶稣基督的。
The second main point about the gospel is that the gospel is concerning Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
也就是说，耶稣基督是福音的中心内容。
That is to say, Jesus Christ is the center of the content of the gospel.
所以马可福音一开篇一章一节说，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
That's why in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
马可福音其实在其他的地方跟保罗的思想都是一样，讲到福音是关于耶稣基督的。
Just as Paul's episodes, the Gospel of Mark points out the Gospel is all about Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在刚才短短几节经文中间也勾画出来三位一体中间的圣子，道成肉身的耶稣基督，他受死复活到拯救我们罪人这一个全备的恩典。
In the short verses we just read, written by Paul, and it outlines the triune God and the Son of God, you know, who became a man to die and to be resurrected to save all the sinners. This is the complete grace.
我要讲的第三点是讲福音是接众先知启示在圣经上的奥秘。
The third key point is that the gospel and is the mystery revealed through prophetic writing.
当时保罗指出这个圣经是主要指的是旧约，是这个 writing 是指的是旧约，当时新约还没有形成。
At past time, the writing, the scripture refers to the Old Testament, because the New Testament was still yet to be developed.
那今天我们讲的这个圣经是整本的新旧约全书。
And today, when we talk about the scripture, really refers to both the New Testament and the Old Testament.
这是我们信仰的基石，是我们救恩的保证。
The scripture is the foundation of our faith and assurance of our salvation.
我们常常羡慕这些当时的那些使徒们，像彼得、约翰、保罗，他们听见过，甚至见到了复活的耶稣。听到耶稣的教导，所以我们觉得很宝贵。
We may admire Paul or John or Peter and the apostles. I mean, we may admire the believers 2,000 years ago. They could hear from the apostles' teaching, and even they could witness the resurrection of Jesus and receive his teaching. These are very precious.
但是从我们今天有神全备的启示的圣经，那我们可以说我们比他们更蒙福。
However, we can be more blessed than believers 2,000 years ago because we have the complete revelation through God in the Bible.
从因信称义到因信称圣，从基本教义到深厚应用。在这本新旧约的圣经全书里面，神都已经清清楚楚、明明白白地告诉了我们。
God has clearly told us how to be justified and sanctified by faith and all the important doctrines and the life applications all through the Bible.
所以现在的问题是我们要对这一本圣经有绝对的尊重，要有完全的相信，并且无条件的顺服遵行。
Now the important issue we face is that we must respect the absolute authority of the Bible and we believe we believe the Bible completely and we would obey what it says unconditionally.
所以如果我们这样去做，我们就以尊重圣经的权威，遵守圣经，我们就会蒙福。
If we,
我们不这么去做，我们就会遭审。
If we can do so, we will be blessed. If we don't follow the Bible to live our life, we will suffer.
在今天，包括在末世的时候，魔鬼一个很厉害的攻击，就是破坏基督徒对圣经真道的认识跟持守。
And right now, at the end time, Satan maneuvers a very powerful attacking strategy. That is to destroy the Christian's belief keeping to the truth.
或者就像这样，基督徒想要在今天，特别是今天的基督新所谓的基督教新派、自由派，他对圣经的绝对权威、对圣经的无误都产生怀疑。要用人的理性去智慧的所谓的智慧去分析来鉴别圣经的对与错。
To the so-called new Christians or the liberal Christians, they doubt the absolute authority of the Bible and they question if the Bible have errors. They try to analyze God's word with human reason and they try to find out the right and wrong in the Bible.
像耶和华见证人，像摩门教，他们都在曲解圣经，我们教甚至要用一本他自己的书来把圣经放在平行的位置上，这都是错误。
Both the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons distort God's word. The Mormons even add another book to the Bible. They made great mistakes.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，一旦我们信仰的根基动摇了，一旦你自己在信仰在神的话语的根基出现了问题，你整个信仰大厦的平台就垮掉了。
Brothers and sisters, if the foundation or belief is blurred or shaken, and then the mention of our faith, the whole mention of our faith will collapse soon.
所以我们千万不要中他们的计。
We should not,
我们一定要在自身的真道上造就自己。
We should not be deceived. We should build ourselves in the most holy faith.
所以在教会中间，在团契中间，在你小组查经中间，在你个人灵修中间，你都要认认真真的查考圣经，非常非常之重要。你一定知道神的话很重要。
Therefore, it is very important for everyone to study the Bible, whether in your personal devotional time or in your fellowship or in a church.
一定要记得，圣经是神对人的启示，圣经是神的奥秘，我们必须谦卑、敬虔的态度来查考、来学习。
We must keep this in mind. The Bible is God's revelation to people. And the Bible is the mystery of God. We must study the Bible with a humble and godly attitude.
第十一个方面，圣经是关乎万国万民的，福音是关乎万国万民的。
The fourth point about the gospel is this. The gospel is concerning all peoples and all nations.
它既是对犹太人的，也是对外邦人的。
The gospel is both for the Jews and for the Gentiles.
既是对近处的，也是对远处的。
It is for those who are near and those who are far away.
所以虽然主耶稣复活升天之前，那个保罗并不在现场，但是保罗同样的，他领受到主给他的大使命，是要把福音传到万国万民。
Even though Paul was not at the presence when Jesus the Lord ascended to heaven and as he gave the disciples the great commission, but Paul also received from the Lord that, and he emphasizes that it, and we should share the gospel to all peoples and all nations.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不一定要去远地方去传福音，但是我们要知道福音是关乎万国万民。那我们的邻舍，我的亲戚朋友，我的同事，我都是我传福音的对象。
Brothers and sisters, we are not necessarily sent by God to go to a far away foreign country to share the gospel. However, think about the people around you, your family members, relatives, your neighbors, your colleagues, those people God put around us, they may come from all nations.
所以你要问自己，你有没有常常记得给你的邻居、给你的亲人、给你的同事朋友来传福音？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember, do you constantly remember to share the gospel with the people around you, like your neighbors and your colleagues?
还有，你不能去远方宣教，你可以为宣教士祷告，你可以参与他的宣教工作，这也是去万国万民传福音。
Even though you may not be able to go to the countries far away to be a missionary, you can pray for the missionary and missionaries and their work. And this is also a way to share the gospel for all peoples and all nations.
第五点，福音不仅是知识，更是生命。
And the fifth point is that the gospel is more than the head knowledge. It is life.
所以你不仅要承认天使要委身，这就是保罗所说的，你要信服真道。
We should not just acknowledge the truth, and we should also commit ourselves to the truth. This is what Paul said about to believe and obey the truth.
所以约翰莫威说，信是对至于对基督的福音委身并顺服相连的行动，因此这里信服的含义极其深远。
John Murray says that faith is the commitment of the commitment to the gospel of Christ and obedience to Christ connected with actions。
所以使徒说想要强调的信不是出于昙花一现的那种感情的反应，而是全身的委身献给基督和他福音的真道。
There is great significance in this truth about to believe and to obey God. The true faith is not just a sudden action out of feelings. It's a wholehearted commitment dedicating to Christ and the truth of the gospel.
所以万国万民真是为这种心而被呼召。
It's for this purpose that all peoples from all nations are called for this faith.
也可以这么说，信服真道就是我们要因信称义和因信不断的操练成圣。
In other words, we can say this: to believe and obey the truth means that we need to continue to exercise our faith, so that we can be justified and sanctified.
约翰卫斯理的妈妈，苏珍卫斯理他曾经说过，他说福音有两个基本要求，就是信他和行他。
John Wesley's mother Susan Wesley once said this: There are two things to do about the gospel: believe it and behave it.
先信他才能行他，行出他才是真正信他。
The gospel requires people to believe it and to behave it. We must first believe it and then we can behave it. Only after we can behave it, that shows our, that we truly believe it.
这就是为什么雅各书里面说，信心与行为并存，信心没有行为是死的。
This is what James said in his letter, faith without these is dead, is dead.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们一定要用我们的生活来把福音活出来，要用我们的生活来见证我们的主，让我们周围的人看到我们的信仰，看到我们的生活，就愿意来到神的面前认识这一位主。
Brothers and sisters, we must live our life by faith to witness the Lord through our life so that other people can see us and then believe in the Lord.
我要讲的第二个大点是我们要能要全知独一的真神。
The second division of the message is that we should glorify the only true God, the only wise God.
这就是第二十七节经文说，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全知的神，直到永远。
This is what Paul writes in chapter 16, verse 27.To the only wise God, be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
这些经文可以说是整本罗马书，也可以说是我们整个人生的一个最经典的一个开国。
This words could be viewed as the most concise summary of the book of Romans, also the best summary for our lives.
这是罗马书这个里面这个特点是罗马书里面唯一的跟其他的书信有一个很不同的地方，是他在结尾的时候他不用这个主导，他而是用这个荣耀颂。
Well, the book of Romans distinguishes itself from the other letters in the New Testament and is here. Paul did not end the book with a benediction, but he ended with a doxology.
保罗之所以这样做，他是要让我们的心思，我们的眼光不被世界上的任何事、任何人来吸引，而是单单把我们的眼光凝聚在神的荣耀上。
Paul did so with the purpose that each of us should have our vision and mind fixed on the glory of God rather than being distracted by other people or other things.
荣耀神是基督徒跟非基督徒的根本区别。
A major distinguishing between Christians and non-Christians is in this, whether this person can glorify God.
所以在亚述四十三章七节说，凡就是凡成为我名下的人，是为我自己的荣耀创造的，是我做成所造作的。
In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7, it said so.Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
使徒约翰也讲到他的侍奉，他说他必兴旺，就是耶稣必兴旺，我必衰微。
John the Baptist talked about his ministry. He said so. Jesus Christ must become greater, I must become less.
哥林多前书十章三十一节说，所以你们何吃何喝无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, so whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
第二要讲的，荣耀神是基督徒最高的永远的目的。
Glorifying God is the highest, the utmost and the eternal purpose for Christians.
所以在诗篇里面我们有看到很多很多的经文都讲到荣耀神。
If you read the Psalms, you will see a lot of verses focusing on the glory of God.
诗篇145篇第一节说，我的神我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远称颂你的名。
In Psalm 145 verse 1 the psalmist says, I will extol you my God, I will extol you my God, the king, I will praise your name forever and ever.
诗篇第23节第23篇第6节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Psalm 23 verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
在这个威斯敏斯的那个信仰问答是关于基督信仰的一个很好的一个材料，告诉我们基督信仰的这本书，它的第一个问答是说，人的最高的、最主要的目的是什么？
In the Westminster Larger Catechism, the first question asks this: What is the chief and highest end of man?
是什么？我们弟兄姐妹们说是什么
？Can you answer this question?
能要什么？他说，人的主要的和最高的目的就是能要神。并永远完全以神为乐。
Man's chief and highest end is to glorify God and fully to enjoy Him forever.
第三，我们能要的是独一的真神。
And thirdly, I want to emphasize that the God we glorify is the only true God.
所以在申命记六章四节五节说，以色列啊，你要听。耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽心尽力爱耶和华你的神。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 through 5, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
第四个，能要的是全知的真神。
And fourthly, we should know that the God we glorify is the all-wise God.
所以在以赛亚书第55章8节9节说，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
In Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 through 9, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
箴言九章四节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至深者便是聪明。
Proverbs 9:10, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
箴言也说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Also in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, do not lean on your own understanding.
第五个要讲的，能要神，唯独通过耶稣基督。
Lastly, I want to emphasize that only through Jesus Christ can we glorify the Lord, glorify our God.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
他也说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Jesus,
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Jesus also said this, I am the true vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
所以从马丁路德改教开始，从宝贵的罗马书中，他们吸取了无比丰富的属灵的营养能力，来一直提到五个基本的要点。
Martin Luther's reform has adopted a lot of power and spiritual nutrition through this precious book of Romans. And he raised the fine banners of the truth.
那就是唯独相信，唯独圣经，唯独恩典，唯独基督，唯独能药神。
He emphasized that we should only hold our faith, the importance of faith, the importance of only through scripture, only through grace, only through Christ, and only through the glory of God.
著名的德国的音乐家巴赫，他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
The famous German musician Bach is a very pious Christian.
他在他每创作的这个乐谱的后面都会有一个签名 SDG.
He has created a lot of music, and at the end he left his signature SDG.
弟兄姐妹们，有没有注意过 SDG 是什么意思？
Did you notice the meaning of SDG?
唯独能要神。
Only glory to God. Glory to the only God.
这是他创造的目的，这也是他创作的动力。
To glorify God, is